Hi there, welcome to Deepening Your Divine Connection. And most of you know Lincoln, my son, who really teaches me this in a really simple way, and I want to share it. And it's basically that we're born into our game or our journey, as he refers to it. And the whole point of it, so from a child's perspective, is winning the game, of course. Playfully, joyfully winning the game. And when I ask him what winning the game means, it's a really simple answer that we really overcomplicate. So to come into the journey as a divine, eternal soul, we enter the game wanting to reconnect really deeply with source energy, with the divine light. And the more we worship something like money, or, you know, we get distracted, we get further and further away from winning the game. And the more we come into balance with prosperity and balance our beautiful soul relationships, where we are creating experiences to overcome. And the more we overcome tragedies and traumas that we create for ourselves, then the closer we get to the divine source. And like Lincoln says, winning the game. So with that in mind, we're going to deepen our divine connection in a really fun way. By walking through the forest, you're going to imagine and create your meditation now. And as you're walking through the forest, we're going to ask source energy to sort of take us by the hand and bring us back to the game, to our journey, to divine source in a really deep way, in a fun way, in a light way that is joyful and full of love. And I don't really know anyone that doesn't enjoy walking through a beautiful forest, especially of redwoods or sequoias. If you've never done it, just please go and do it. It's something that is electrifying, it is energizing, it is inspiring, it is magical. It just feels like you're just surrounded in the most blissful energies that you can dream of, and you can feel it all around you. And that's what we're going to create today. So even if you haven't done that before, you can create it in your imagination. And when we pull in the divine guidance, the divine light, this becomes real and a real experience. And that's really what we want to do together today in this shared meditation. And just empower each of us, knowing that we can just do this anytime, any place. Anyone can connect like this. It doesn't matter how old, what culture. We all come from source energy. We're all praying to the same energy. So we just want to drop any of the bags that we're carrying and just be this joyful, playful, eternal soul walking with source energy through the deep forest, lots of green, taking in the smells, and just really divinely connecting to our own selves, which is source, and then really reaching for source energy to come in and anchor us to ourselves. The best version of us. So as we're walking, just feeling source healing us, elevating us, lifting us, breathing in the trees, becoming one with nature, with everyone around us. No barriers, no separation. So as we walk now through the trails, we're asking source energy to help us lift away anything that separates us from each other, anything that separates us from the earth plane, anything that separates us from us and from divine source. So feel it all lifting. You might imagine butterflies flying off of you, just carrying away anything heavy that's holding you back or holding you down from your limitlessness. And just really pulling in that light in through the top of your head and into your heart so that you're really feeling this deep divine connection. And as we walk through the forest, listening to the sounds and smelling the scents of nature, we're feeling this oneness that transcends from heaven onto the earth plane and into our hearts. And in this peaceful, balanced state of being one with the world, with the earth, with the people, we want to say thank you to Divine Source for allowing us this journey, whatever it looks like, creating these beautiful experiences for us to overcome. And from a child's perspective, we are going to be lighter about it, more joyful about it. We're going to really enjoy holding hands and uniting and becoming one. And here we say thank you, thank you, thank you. And today our grounding is going to look a little different. You're going to imagine yourself now walking up to the biggest sequoia you could ever dream of. And you're going to place your hands on the tree, just getting a beautiful message into your heart perhaps, and feeling the roots growing deeply from the feet deep into Mother Earth, just showing her how much you love her, just feeling the tree is alive and connected just like we are. And here we say thank you, thank you, thank you.